8:11 on Taking the Lead. Good morning. It's Friday, May the 24th, 2019. Glad you could join us. And because it's Friday, it's time for Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes. Welcome back into the studio, Mike Eisenhart, Scott Sterneman from Shoreline Smart Homes. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good morning.
Wonderful. So last week here on the show, last Friday, we talked about getting outdoors because the weather is warming up. And so we talked about outdoor audio speaker systems. Give us a little recap, Mike, if you would, about outdoor audio and speaker systems.
Yeah, we talked, last week about the rock style speakers.
Right.
We talked about satellite style speakers that look more like landscape lighting,
mm-hmm.
and they're distributed throughout your landscape area. We talked about component systems with our bollard type speaker, which is more like a tower that you would
right.
have inside your home.
Right.
And then we talked about the weatherproof TVs, outdoor TVs.
Yeah, so you can sit outside and watch your favorite game, right?
Absolutely.
Or the race
yep.
or whatever it is.
The whole outdoor
want.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fully waterproof, can control the TV or the speakers, depending on your amp and depending on your Wi-Fi from your phone, out by the pool, out on the back deck, out on your patio, you know, wherever.
Yeah, and we even talked about extending your internal Wi-Fi out into the backyard if you've got a big enough yard where you don't get very good wireless internet access out there.
Yes.
And how we can do that as well. So I want to keep that theme going, guys, about being outdoors, because I'm a big outdoors guy. I love being outside. As you can tell, I tan really well.
Me too.
Just kidding. But I'm a big fan. I love going outdoors. I love camping. I love hiking and biking. But camping, getting outside, and and I've got a camper myself, but I'm not beyond pitching a tent as well. But in addition to doing indoors and outdoor backyard, outdoor entertainment and lighting, you guys also do marine and RV systems, right? Right, Scott?
Yeah, we've been. I started in the 12-volt industry, car stereo, years ago, so we kind of never really left the marine market. We have two vans full of tools and gear, so
right.
we can pretty much pull up at any marina and work on a boat, and that's kind of what we do. Depending on the size of the boat, a lot of it's done with 12-volt type of car stereo, marine, weather-rated stuff, speakers and radios, and everybody wants to Bluetooth their app or their music from their phone or
mm-hmm.
Play the radio. And same with RVs. They kind of go hand in hand on how the systems are a lot alike.
Because they run mostly on 12 volts, most of them.
Yep, yep. Yeah. But when you get into bigger boats and bigger RVs where you've got generators and shore power, you kind of get into where you're using residential, you know, stuff that you'd use in your house, all
right.
120 volt amplifiers and televisions and things like that. So you kind of, you got the best of both worlds depending on the size of your project. We do multi-zone audio. So we recently did a fairly large RV that a friend of mine has, and we was happy to work on that project. It had four televisions.
Wow.
One of them was outside. So that means there was, you know, outdoor audio zone. There's an indoor audio zone. We ended up putting internet with Wi-Fi off a 4G hotspot. So that allowed us to actually put in a small control four system, which is an automated home automation system that we've discussed in the past,
right.
that you'd use in a house. So he can control all his TVs and his music from an app on his phone. And because there was four televisions in there, you could do distributed video. So he was sharing satellite boxes amongst the four TVs and an Apple TV. Then you get into, you know, the ability to be able to do satellite television on a boat or an RV. And you've got, you know, two different versions of that. You've got tracking satellite systems where you could be watching television while you're driving.
While you're driving, watching.
Well, the driver
riding,
shouldn't be watching
it. Yeah, exactly.
But
okay,
all your friends would be. Yeah.
I just want to clarify that.
Yeah. So if you're on the water or on the road, you can track a satellite. And then you got stationary satellite where you pull your RV or your trailer up and you park it and you aim your dish and now your satellite works. Same thing with a boat. You pull it in the dock, you got a permanent dish on your dock post, and you hook your cable up, and now you're watching satellite TV when you're in the dock.
And you're set to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So if you're just joining us, this is Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes, talking with Mike Eisenhart, Scott Sterneman from Shoreline Smart Homes. So let's break it down. We talked about boats and RVs. You brought up the RV thing a little bit. So let's, if you've got, now you don't have to have the big, you know, the big multi-million dollar RV, although you could if you wanted to. But if you've just got a smaller fifth wheel trailer or even a smaller camping trailer, there's lots of different things that, and so you can take some of those creature comforts with you from home along with you when you do go out camp, because a lot of people will go camping for sometimes weeks on end, or they may even go for a month at a time.
Yep.
And so, so kind of break it down. You've got, let's say you've got a, an RV then, or a motorhome of some sorts, or a fifth wheel. Is things a little more, are they a little more condensed because you've got less space to work with inside there? How does that work a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you're dealing with a smaller space, yeah, obviously, but most people still want the same functionality they have at their home. So they probably have an indoor TV, and then they might even have an outdoor TV, because most of those, even the fifth wheels, even the smaller trailers, a lot of them have the sunshade that rolls off the side.
The awning, right?
The awning, yep. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have a compartment that opens, and there's a TV sitting back there. That's what I call high-end camping.
So then if you want to sit out on your underneath your awning or whatever, on your RV or your camping trailer, then so you don't disrupt the other campers in the area or the wildlife, but you could set them up with some outdoor speakers mounted on the unit itself then, so you can enjoy the outdoors, kind of like, outdoor in your backyard.
Yeah, most of the campers we've seen, the speakers are either mounted in some of those compartments that you open.
Sure.
A lot of times they're mounted in the compartment with the television. You could get a little, a little more high end and maybe plug some speakers in and set them around. It just depends on the type of campsites you go to.
Right.
And you know, how big your camping area is.
How about accent lighting? If I want to put some accent lighting out and around outside my trailer when I'm camping. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going, but we could do it though, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of those campers are pretty high end now. It's amazing. And I think the whole LED lighting that's been around for the past, 5-8 years allows you to do a lot more with accent lighting. You know, the strip lights and the RGB LEDs, make them any color you want. You get into some of these RVs and it's pretty slick. And the same with boats. The accent lighting on these boats is pretty impressive.
Well, I wanted to shift gears and get over to the marine or boats then. So I've got a kayak. What can you do? Help me out with my kayak.
I've seen some pretty dialed in kayaks for some of these guys that go fishing with a kayak. You ever seen some of those guys?
Actually, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. They put a lot of money with their fish finder and everything on that thing. So
the weather's finally warm enough where we're able to get out onto the water a little bit with your boat. And so what are some things that you can do from the big yachts to all the way down to some of the smaller little cabin cruisers and things?
Well, it seems like you get into the smaller boats, like a ski boat.
Yeah.
They got the big contraption on the top. I don't know the technical term.
Yeah, the bar to pull
arch.
To pull the skiers, they
do the sound cannons that are bolted to them and shooting sound back to the skier or the tuber.
Sure.
Those are probably your more annoying boats to some people because they get pretty loud and they're wide open. But those are your fun boats, right?
Well, it's a safety thing too, because if you need to communicate with the skier, I mean, you can probably put a microphone into it and let them know what you're doing, obviously. It's a safety
thing. Usually you're just throwing a beer back there, right?
Is that what it is? Just kidding. So, but what you said is very similar to an RV though, but what can we put into a boat then?
You get into some of these boats and you got a full-blown, really nice sound system with multiple speakers, subwoofers. You really want it to rock. It's really for entertaining.
Right.
You get into the middle or the larger boats where you have one or maybe two or three TVs, depending on the size of the boat.
Sure.
Some people have a TV out in the lounge area, up by the helm, and they got one down in the cabin and maybe one down in the sleeping quarters. It just depends on the size of the boat. We've done a few boats. There's one boat in particular. It was like 60 foot long, has three TVs, self-tracking satellite, KVH satellite system. And then it's also tied into the sound system. So if you want to watch that ball game, you can have it playing through the speakers.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Now, so if the boat, and I'm ignorant to this, so if you're out on the water a little bit and you wanted to watch some TV, how would you pick up a TV signal if you're out on the water and you're not docked where you can plug into your satellite? Is there a way to do that, to your knowledge?
Well, you would do a self-tracking system. So you see these on the radar arch of the boat where you've got a small dome.
Right.
That's more than likely that's a satellite dish that can track while the boat's in motion.
Okay, got it.
And, you know, sometimes you could do a digital antenna and just pull regular off-air antenna channels, South Bend, Chicago.
And pick it up that way, too.
Watch TV that way, yeah. If you don't have that connectability in your
right.
boat, you know, you see the boats where they've just got a satellite dish mounted to the dock post, and
right, right.
And then when you're docked, you can watch TV.
Absolutely. So when it comes to an RV, if you're looking to get something done, best to bring it over to you guys to have it done. Or you said you've got a couple of trucks with all the equipment, you could probably come to them.
Yeah, we could do it on site, or bring it down to the shop, and we can work on it there.
And the neat thing about a boat then is, pretty tough to get it up on the trailer and bring it to you. You guys do have the capability to be able to come over to the dock and work on it right from there.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. So again, we're talking with Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes, talking about marine and RV systems. How can we find out more information to if anybody's got questions about marine or RV or really anything that you guys do? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of us via our website, shorelinesmarthomes.com. They can give us a call. 269-983-1115 or sales@shorelinesmarthomes.com.
That's the email, sales@shorelinesmarthomes.com. Mike Eisenhart, Scott Sterneman from Shoreline Smart Homes. That's Tech Talk with Shoreline Smart Homes for this Friday. And guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.